You're welcome back to Morning Ireland. It's time for the business news now from Gail.
Thanks, Audrey. The US Central Bank is expected to cut interest rates again this week. It comes as investors are monitoring the effects of the government shutdown and earnings results from tech giants Apple, Microsoft, Meta, Amazon and Alphabet. While closer to home, after 8 rate cuts since mid-2024, the European Central Bank is widely expected to hold interest rates steady at 2% on Thursday for a third consecutive meeting. Kate English, Chief Economist at Deloitte Ireland, joins me now to look ahead. Kate, let's look at the Fed's interest rate decision first. The US government shutdown is the second longest in history, and it means the central bank is setting monetary policy without all the data it usually has in relation to inflation and jobs. So what should we expect tomorrow?
All expectations at the moment are is that we will get that 25 basis point cut announced this week by the Federal Reserve. Crucially, we did get inflation data released last Friday. This had been delayed a number of weeks because of that government shutdown, but it was in line with potentially what some people had expected. Inflation had increased, but not substantially, just above that 3% mark. The Federal Reserve have not got government data released for the labour market since its last meeting because of that government shutdown. So in its absence, they now look to private sector sources for that and their own anecdotal information as well. And within that, there's nothing to suggest that that slowdown in labour market or employment growth within the US has changed since their previous meeting. So, of course, nothing is 100%, but we are still expecting that rate cut and potentially another 25 basis points before the end of the year as well.
And looking at how the markets are reacting, tech stocks again led Wall Street higher overnight. Qualcomm jumped 11% after it unveiled 2 artificial intelligence chips for data centres. Are there lofty expectations for the tech heavyweights' results this week?
Yeah, so we've seen quite an increase in the S&P so far this year, up just under 17% year to date. And that's including that very sharp reduction we had experienced back in April. And we know a lot of this is driven by that level of AI investment and certainly sentiment behind what AI will do for the tech sector. It's a really interesting week with the earnings results for those magnificent 7 companies. And a lot of that focus will be again on that AI investment and potentially around productivity improvements or commentary which surrounds it in those press releases and commentary as well. Of course, we've seen, though, in the past number of weeks, the beginning of a number of stark warnings coming out from the likes of the IMF or the Bank of England around the sharp increase in valuations within tech stocks. And is there a potential or is there an increased risk of a sharp correction happening within that market?
Okay, and the European Central Bank is also widely expected to hold interest rates this week. Their decision's expected on Thursday. How are inflation and growth faring here and within the Eurozone?
Growth within the Eurozone is looking a little bit more positive than what it was certainly last year and at the start of this year. It's now expected to grow over 1% in 2025, which isn't amazing, but it's still up from where we were previously. And we did get PMI data released last week that did show quite strong growth within the services industry. And in particular, a little bit of a bright spot within Germany, which is the first one we've seen for quite some time. Expectations are still, though, that we will not see any further rate cuts from the ECB. Why? Inflation continues to be hovering towards its 2% target. And what would need to change in order for those to take a different approach? Well, the risks at the moment for inflation within the EU are two-sided. One, if we begin to see that stronger economic growth come through in a stronger European consumer, does that push up prices naturally through more spending? While on the flip side of it, if we see that continuation of a strong euro versus the dollar and that further reduction in energy costs, does it bring inflation down?
Okay, that's all we have time for, unfortunately, this morning. Kate English, Chief Economist at Deloitte Ireland, thanks for joining us on the programme this morning. We'll have more business in the next hour.